ECZ extends voter registration exercise by 15 days. CRAS calls for proactiveness to floods in bus stations. And ongoing violence displaces thousands in Sudan after the fall of El-Fasha. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamuno. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has extended the ongoing voter registration exercise by an additional 15 days to allow more eligible citizens participate in the process. The extension, which takes effect tomorrow, Wednesday, November 12, 2025, will run until Wednesday, November 26, 2025. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalomi said the decision to extend the exercise follows a comprehensive review of the registration process and feedback gathered from field visits across the country. The Commission does not envision any further extensions after this period, and all eligible voters are encouraged to take advantage of this extension, said Ms. Salomis. She further thanked all Zambians who have already registered, further commending sensitization efforts by political parties, civil society organizations and the media, the faith-based organizations on the exercise. Ms. Salomis emphasized that despite a few logistical challenges experienced in the initial phases, the voter registration process has generally been smooth, with most registration centers operating effectively. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has described the growing number of individuals expressing interest in contesting the president ahead of the 2026 general elections as a sign of how many people are driven by personal ambitions rather than the desire to serve. UPND Deputy Media Director Sitola Sekwindi said it is unfortunate that most of the aspiring candidates appear to be motivated by selfish interest without concrete plans to improve the lives of Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Sekwindi said that the ruling party is not shaken by the announcement that constitutional lawyer Makhebe Zulu intends to run for president in next year's elections. The UPND is, however, concerned that many aspirants, including Mr. Zulu, have not presented clear manifestos or credible solutions to the country's challenges, said Mr. Sekwindi. Mr. Sekwindi said this change is worrying because it reflects a lack of understanding among some opposition figures about the need to link democracy with development and offer realistic policy alternatives. He further argued that Mr. Zulu lacks the experience and organizational capacity required to lead the political party, adding that Zambia needs leaders who can demonstrate practical abilities to transform the nation. Yesterday, constitutional lawyer Makhebe Zulu made his intention known to stand for the president's in 2026 after he paid 200,000 kwacha as nomination fee to contest for the PF president.
We need to see people who have got their own capacities, who can display their capacities in terms of changing this country forward, that we should all marvel, that even us as in UPND should say, okay, that sounds to be a great idea. Those are grounded in good thought. That is not there. So all you have is the same name calling. All you have is the same putting of the false narrative of, you know, UPND has failed, you have failed to meet promises, when numerous things have been done in this country by this administration. And if, quite frankly, if UPND's Hakainde Hichilema did not win this election, I do not know where this country would have been with regards to the exchange rate, with regards to load shedding itself.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia CRAS has called on the councils across the country to activate emergency response plans in bus stations prone by floods to safeguard commuters and ensure smooth public movement during the rainy season. CRAS President Aaron Kamuti said the association is concerned that no significant measures have been put in place despite the onset of the rains. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamoti expressed disappointment over the recurring floods in major bus stations, describing them a persistent challenge that continues to inconvenience commuters across the country. The recurring floods during the rainy season have been a serious challenge for commuters in Zambia, disrupting movement and posing health risks. We hope to see long-term solutions that will help mitigate this problem, said Mr. Kamoti. He has, however, commended the management at Kulima Tower bus station for maintaining good sanitary conditions and urged other local authorities to emulate such efforts. Mr. Kamoti further emphasized the need for transparency and accountability in the use of fees collected from commuters, stressing that such funds should be directed towards improving infrastructure and maintaining hygiene standards in all bus stations. The Lusaka City Council LCC says the rehabilitation works on the Ibex Road are progressing well under the ongoing 40.1-kilometer urban road rehabilitation project financed by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. The project falls under the Lusaka City Council's Infrastructure Development Plan and is being supervised by the organization's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development. LCC Public Relations Manager Cholomo Mambasage, the works include resurfacing the road, installing new drainage systems and enhancing road safety features. Council is working tirelessly to improve the conditions of Ibex Road to make it safer, more durable and accessible for all users, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She further emphasized LCC's commitment to minimizing disruptions during the construction period, noting that every effort is being made to ensure the project is timely completion with minimal inconvenience to the community. In African news, intense violence continues to tear apart Sudan after the fall of El Fasher, with new images from the city revealing the extent of its destruction and the United Nations warning about the increasing number of displaced people in the country. Saudi Arabian state-owned TV channel AI Arabia aired footage from this weekend of the damage in El Fasher. The video shows the walls of buildings and a non-mosque inside a military medical facility bearing traces of heavy gunfire, while red tape indicates the presence of landmines. Coming up shortly, India's Mode vows not to spare those behind daily car blast. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Indian police are investigating a deadly car blast in the capital under a law said to fight terrorism, an officer said on Tuesday as Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to bring to justice all those responsible. The explosion near the historic Red Fort on Monday evening killed at least 8 people and injured 20. It was the first such blast in the heavily guarded city of more than 30 million since 2011. Deputy Commissioner of Police Raja Banthia said Delhi police had registered a case under the anti-terrorism law as well as the Explosives Act and other criminal laws.
Sports Update.
Trevor Chalobah is set to join up with the England squad to replace injured Crystal Palace defender Mark Gweah. The 26-year-old Chelsea defender is due to link up with the squad for England's final World Cup qualifiers against Albania and Serbia, but it has yet to be officially announced. The Three Lions have already qualified for next summer's tournament. Chalobah earned his first call-up under England manager Thomas Tuchel in May and then made his debut against Senegal. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has extended the ongoing mass voter registration